Yesterday I had a call for Hoops Institute and it was a prospecting block, and I talked to a trainer who honestly feels and it seems like they have it figured out, even though they really haven't started yet. They took a long break, they took a hiatus, and we were talking about their goals, their ambitions, and how the software could help them. And this trainer is going to start training part-time, and part-time meaning like 2 hours every week or every other week, actually. But I think they're going to eventually go to 2 hours every week. And it made me think about the benefits of anybody out there listening who is doing this part-time. And I know most want to do it full-time, but a few of you I've talked to in the last few weeks are set and are okay with part-time. And I really don't know a more fulfilling part-time gig than basketball training. It's like you're at your job the entire day, and then you get to come off of work, get off work, and then you have a chance to be in the gym with some kids that you hopefully want to be in the gym with. You get to help them accomplish their dreams. You get to move around a little bit more. I mean, it's fulfilling, right? It's very fulfilling. And honestly, it could be lucrative too. Like, you definitely make more relatively per hour with the basketball training than you do at your job, more than likely, because you can have more scale, more people in one session, and you're not there for that long. And, you know, there are ways to set it up. This trainer in particular had a really, really interesting setup that he wanted to provide value while the kids were not there, with online, like a hybrid approach. Really, it is a hybrid approach. And it reminds me of something that Coach Karan Godwin used to always tell me: you want to train to build, not to live. And honestly, that's what happens when you go full time into this. You have to train to live, and building is something that you can do while you are training full time. But it's different, right? It's different when you're part time. You don't have to pay yourself if you don't want to. And if you don't pay yourself, then you are definitely able to put more money towards building the business, towards more gear, towards more advertising, towards more equipment and tools. That's a big investment that can help you either save the money and build it up, or for another use, or just continue to build the program itself with whatever means that you want, or whatever you want to do with it. So I guess it's a quick episode to remind those who have part-time jobs and are not doing this full-time that there is power in doing this part-time. There's power in being able to not have to pay yourself a salary from this and use that money for other purposes, for building instead of needing to live. You know, the business mindset is great in the knowledge that it allows. At the same time, the business mindset can also limit or blind you from some of the things that you would have originally done if money weren't an issue. So just that conversation made me think about the phone call that I had with this trainer, and wanting everybody out there listening to consider it, whether you are working full-time right now and wanting to train part-time, whether you are working, you're training full-time and you're considering going back to get a part-time job. I think it's wise in many regards, and especially wise whenever it gets to the September, October, November time frame, and things start to get pretty slow. They slow down, I should say. They start to slow down. Right now, we have more hours that we can train. Kids are out of school, but when it comes to August, September, you're going to have people trying to get acclimated with their school schedules, and people are going to not be able to train on a Wednesday at 12 p.m. or 1 p.m., which definitely causes a big difference. It's definitely a difference there, and it can impact your bottom line. And the last thing you're going to try to want to withhold is your paycheck when you do this. Right? You can't just stop paying yourself because the revenue's down or churn is up. You got to keep paying yourself if you're doing this to live, if you're doing this full time. So just anybody who has a full time or part time job, it is something that can be seen as a benefit. And, you know, I talk about this all the time. I think I jumped the gun when I wanted to quit my job to do this full time. I didn't do it wisely. If I could go back and do it again, I would definitely be more patient. And, you know, honestly, thinking about it now, I don't know what the rush was besides my eagerness of what I want and being impatient, which has its consequences as well. So all that to say, if you've got a job right now, I think you are in a position of power. I think you can leverage and maximize that position that you're in right now for good. And it's something that you should utilize to your advantage right now. One, to build your business, to put that money and save it if you want to. You can put that extra money in. That could, really? That could be your retirement right there. Like, if you have it set up a particular way to where you can train on one or two nights a week and you have your pricing set, you have a client acquisition funnel that gets you clients without you having to do very much interaction with them. Maybe you can interact with them during your lunch break. And this is like theoretical, but it's also something that, looking back, I would have done differently before I jumped into this full time. I would have had a funnel set up through the playbook, through Hoops Institute. I would have had it spick and span. Every question that a parent, that's exactly what I'm about to do right now after I finish talking into this phone. Every parent who asks a question, which the questions that we're getting right now, can I leave my kid here? All the stuff, the small stuff, we're going to put it and automate it so that we don't have to continue saying that. And if they see it, they probably, hopefully, won't ask about it again. If they do, then they just do, you know. And I'm not saying ignore anybody. Definitely, I hope you treat them with grace and patience. But come on, bro. Like, the text message went out, the email went out. You saw that we said you can pick your kid up at this time, or you're able to drop them off as long as they get picked up at this time. Bring your own basketball. All the little small questions that they will potentially ask. Make an FAQ automated text, which you can do with the playbook. I would do all that stuff, get it set up, and then after that happens, I would have my gym times. I would make sure that the sequence was smooth. I would go through it. I would get friends to go through it. I would make sure that it is spick and span so that I don't have to have much or any interaction at all with anybody who's interested in our program. Get them in the gym, train, do a phenomenal job because I'm energized, because I've been waiting to get back in the gym all week. I'm only training two times a week. I'm making sure those classes are full. I'm making sure that they have as many people in them as I can possibly have to have a great session. If I need to hire some help, I'll hire some help, which gets to more complicated things where you need to have HR, you need to have certain things set up. And let's not even have that much. Let's say it's just you. It's just you. It's your basketballs. It's your gym reservation. Only thing you're paying for is the little bit of gas. Well, I'll say little bit. It's definitely a lot of bit now with these gas prices. But the gas and the gym rental to get over there. And then you charge the kids whatever you charge them, or the parents whatever you charge them, and you have one or two sessions and you train for 4 hours a week. Like, that is so smooth. And that money that you have, that profit that you have, and obviously account for the taxes, that profit is going to be something that you could put in your self-employed IRA. You can put that into cryptocurrency. You can put that into stocks. You can put that into whatever you want to put it into. That could be your retirement vehicle. That can be something that you use to invest, which is so cool to think about. So I'm just ranting. I hope that helps anybody who has a full-time or part-time job. If you are interested in getting that set up, you probably have more money than you have time right now. And if you need to get that set up and you want a system that helps you to automate things so that you don't have to be there manually, you don't have to always be on your phone answering the same questions, scheduling clients, and you potentially want to see if this thing grows enough to where it makes it reasonable to do it full time, the playbook's for you. The playbook is definitely for you. We've had trainers increase 37% of their revenue year over year. They've doubled their income in one quarter. They've saved 4 hours plus per week, and so many other results that they've gotten because they have this system that's helping them to focus on the basketball while we focus on the business. So that's my pitch. Shamelessly, hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Yo. Hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.